Do you ever wonder whether PadrePio is still busy helping people today? Well, stay tuned to hear testimonies by our viewers about PadrePio's presence in their lives. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following PadrePio. If you're new to our channel, PadrePio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Hello everyone! Before we jump into today's testimonies, I want to take a moment to express my deep gratitude for the incredible support, feedback, and personal stories that you, our cherished viewers, have generously shared with us. Thank you from the heart. Today, I'm grateful to share some heartwarming testimonies that highlight the profound influence of Padre Pio in our viewers' lives. By the way, if you have any personal stories or experiences with Padre Pio that you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to share them in the comments or send us an email at info@followingpadrepio.org. Now let's dive into the stories. One of our viewers named Andrew wrote, "Here's a Padre Pio story. I was working security overnight at a golf tournament in the town of Cromwell, Connecticut. I had only started praying the rosary for a couple of weeks. I forgot to do it that day. It was approaching midnight, and I was at a remote post. So I figured, why not pray it and keep the streak going? The next day, my phone battery ran out, and I had been using Lyft, which is an app one uses to order a ride, so I began walking for somewhere to charge my phone. So I just started walking down the road in that town, figuring I'll find something. As I was walking, I came across a Padre Pio shrine, which is the only one of its kind, I believe, in New England, a region on the eastern seaboard, USA, without any prior knowledge of it, and only having discovered Padre Pio within less than a year before that. I find it amazing how, even in the midst of some mundane task, we may find something that shifts our attention from what we were doing to prayer, to reflection, to God. Like Andrew, who stumbled upon a shrine to Padre Pio. What are the chances of that? Thank you, Andrew, for sharing your experience with us. Our next testimony comes from Joe, who shares his lifelong gratitude towards Padre Pio. Listen to this. My father took me to a local church here in Philadelphia, that is in Pennsylvania, USA, which had a display of Saint Pio. They had a glove of Saint Pio, and my father asked the priest if he could touch my legs with the glove as a child. I have a rare muscle disorder in my legs. My parents were told at the time that I'd be in a wheelchair by the time I was a teenager. I thank Saint Pio I am still walking at the age of 53. Amen. Now, this testimony not only reveals the incredible power of Padre Pio, but also underscores the immeasurable blessing of having faithful parents. The fact that your father sought the blessing of Saint Pio's glove for your legs, and a subsequent journey from a predicted wheelchair to walking at 53 speaks volumes about the strength of family and the significance of relics in our faith. Thank you, Joe, for sharing. Our final testimony today comes from Paul, and it's a powerful testament to the life-changing impact of Padre Pio. In 2014, plagued with so much persecution from friends, relatives, and family, I planned to commit suicide. I was saved by Padre Pio, and since then, never had suicidal thoughts, even when I'm on the verge of giving up. I've since then applied to be Padre Pio's spiritual child and was officially registered. These days, whenever I am in pain, physically or emotionally, I seek consolation in what Padre Pio said. Don't worry, keep on praying, God is merciful. Now, Paul's journey from despair to hope vividly illustrates the importance and timelessness of Padre Pio's teachings. Thank you, Paul, for sharing your inspiring story and for becoming a part of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. Speaking of which, If you would like to join us on this journey of spreading the stories and wisdom of Padre Pio, please consider joining our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. By joining, you become a Padre Pio apostle, helping us to continue our work of bringing Padre Pio to the world, to the ones who need him most. So please, don't miss the opportunity to be a part of this important mission and click the link in the description below to find out more. Padre Pio, pray for us. Our Lady, pray for us. Thank you for listening. Please do share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by liking, sharing, and continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.